This week here on Primetime America, WMBW's Andy Napier is giving us an in-depth look at the global ministry of Trans World Radio. Today we'll travel with TWR to West Africa.
The mission statement of Trans World Radio begins with, "The purpose of Trans World Radio is to assist the church to fulfill the command of Jesus Christ to make disciples of all peoples." That includes people in countries like Russia, India, China, Benin. You say, now wait a second, Benin? Where in the world is Benin?
Most people are familiar with Nigeria.
Okay.
So if you find Nigeria and you go one country west, you'll find Benin, a small little country next to Nigeria.
Paul and Donna Cox are missionaries who serve with Trans World Radio in Benin.
Benin is the home of voodoo. It's called the cradle of voodoo. And that is where it all started with the slave trade. It went to the Caribbean. And, I mean, there are times at night when we literally hear the drums beating and our souls are stirred, because you can just feel the spiritual darkness.
So how do you reach a culture with deep roots in voodoo?
Well, I think it is only through lots of prayer, but also biblical teaching, to know what does it mean that, you know, Jesus is sacrifice. You know, their whole thought of sacrifice is so much more, it's just so much more a part of their life than our thought of sacrifice. And so I think true biblical teaching, to know what is biblical and what is not.
And that's where Trans World Radio steps in.
And so in Benin, Trans World Radio has a 100,000-watt AM transmitter. Now, for those people who aren't familiar with transmitters, that's a really big transmitter. So that's twice as powerful as the largest AM transmitter in the United States. This means we cover a huge chunk of West Africa. So we're heard in all of Nigeria, which is the most populous country in Africa. We're heard in all of Benin, in Cote d'Ivoire, in a good part of Niger and part of Mali. So there's a potential of 194 million people to listen to our station.
But now, Donna, let me ask you. We're talking about several different countries in West Africa with different cultures, multiple tribes in each country, and I would assume a long list of distinct languages.
Actually, in Benin, there's 52 languages spoken. So almost each village will have a different language or a different dialect. Overall, they mainly speak French if they've gone to school. As far as being different, you'll find differences in their homes, how they build their huts, the foods that they eat.
I mean, you can go from one village and literally drive 30 minutes and be in another village. They speak a completely different language, completely different customs, different styles, different materials of houses. And we're just talking about in Benin. Now, if we say, let's talk about our whole broadcast area, you're talking about like 300 different languages and cultures.
Now, hold on. With 300 different languages or cultures,
yes,
just in your listening area, I've got to ask, how do you program one station to reach so many different people groups?
You know, this really breaks my heart. It's the most unreached people group in Benin, the Dende people. They get 15 minutes of Christian broadcast twice a week. And that's it. And it's the Dende, the most unreached people group in Benin, consists of about 80,000 people. Another people group, the Hausa, which consists of about 24 million people, there's about 24 million Hausa listeners, they have about an hour and a half every day. It's a very difficult decision sometimes, deciding who gets how much time, because there's just limited time and resources.
So what can be accomplished with just two 15-minute broadcasts a week?
In the 15 minutes that they listen, the Dende is very Islamic, or we would say it's folk Islam. And so in this 15 minutes, they're going to hear the actual presenter for this program. Not only is he fluent in Dende, he's also fluent in Arabic. And for those trying to reach an Islamic population, if you can throw in some Arabic to demonstrate that you're fluent in Arabic, you immediately have an audience with them. And so they will talk a lot about the Old Testament, and they will use how the Old Testament points to Christ, because with the Islamic population, we share the same belief in the Old Testament. We both hold that as authoritative. And so they will use that to show them how the Old Testament points to Christ and a way to introduce Christ, doing it in Dindi along with some Arabic. We are very intentional with our audience. We want to know what our audience believes, the major trends in there, and we want to have a native speaker. We can't always get a native speaker in some of these languages, but someone who's very fluent in the language, who understands the culture, so that that person can, hopefully, Lord willing, by God's grace, present the gospel and biblical truth in a way that they are able to understand it.
Some of the languages that we're broadcasting do not even have a written language. They learn by hearing. Even in their schools, it's mainly learning by rote, the teacher telling them. Their stories are passed down from generation to generation. Often it's not written at all. They do not have books. They do not have Bibles that are written. It's mainly just through the spoken language.
Radio becomes a very powerful medium with an oral society because it's how they communicate. It's the means in which they process information to hear something orally and then to think about it and ponder it. As we as Americans, you know, we have a tendency to read. We want to see it in print to know it's true. But many times with these societies, if they hear it on the radio gives it an added authority. And so it's very impactful to their society.
The ministry in Benin is phenomenal.
Lauren Libby, president of Transworld Radio.
When you realize the building was built brick by brick, it literally sits in the middle of the bush. It is surrounded by a village, and I had an opportunity to interact with the chief of that village. I also talked to some listeners and how important the station has become to them. When you realize this is the only AM radio station in the country of Benin, it's nothing short of a miracle what God's done in this radio ministry. It's not just a station, it's a radio ministry in the country of Benin. 100,000-watt searchlight, literally, of truth.
I really want to just come back to what my beautiful bride said, that it's really God's spirit working mm-hmm. in people's hearts. And radio is a tool. Church planning is a tool. It's really God's spirit that comes and invades these people's hearts and lives that brings true change. And we are just presenting different tools by which these people can be mm-hmm. reached.
Christian radio, and in this case, Transworld Radio. Just a tool, but a tool in the hands of a mighty God. For Primetime America, I'm Andy Napier.
Thanks, Andy, for that look into the vital ministry of Transworld Radio, and that series, of course, will continue tomorrow.